This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Welcome to Joe Plum's political soapbox on Vectis Radio.
Yes, we can.
Because Brexit means Brexit.
This, Mr. President, is a remarkable record.
The Isle of Wight Zoo is having difficulty importing a tiger.
My father gave me a small loan of $1 million.
Which we wouldn't have if we listened to the muttering idiot sitting opposite me.
Joining me on the show today is Jacks of Peace and Thomas Hayward.
Yay!
Hello, welcome to Joe Plum's Political Soapbox. It's Christmas Eve. That's exciting, isn't it? It's only 11 hours to go until Christmas Day.
11 hours.
We've got a special version of the show today where we're talking to two young people, Jackson and Thomas, who are here to talk about all things to do with the island, their thoughts on regeneration and what we can do for the future, and also looking back on 2016 as a year where lots of different things have happened and have gone on, and your opinion on some of those things. So lots to talk about today. Do you want to just introduce yourself? So who have we got over here?
I'm Thomas and I'm 13 years old. I live on the Isle of Wight and I'm not sure what to say.
And over here?
I'm Jackson Peace. I'm 12 years old and I used to live on the Isle of Wight and now I live in Switzerland.
And so that's quite cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Living in Switzerland. What's the biggest difference between living on the island and living in Switzerland?
The food. There's no Aunt Bessie's in Switzerland.
Aunt Bessie's?
Yeah, Yorkshire Bunnies.
No. Can you not make your own?
That's not Aunt Bessie's.
And what is the food like? What do you have lots of in Switzerland?
There's loads of really good food. There's a lot of potato dishes, like rösti, which is fried potato skin. This is very good.
Fried potato skin.
Mm.
Have you ever had that, Thomas?
No,
it sounds interesting.
It's really good.
What other differences are there? What about your school? What's different about your school in Switzerland to here?
It's an international school, so there's lots of different people from lots of different countries. Like in my class, I've got people from Australia, Spain, America, China, England, all over.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. And how did you find that? Have you picked up lots of different languages and different cultures and things from these people?
Lots of different cultures, but not the languages, because languages are difficult.
And you've had a crack at some of them. Obviously, living in Switzerland, you've got Germany and France. So have you started working on both of these?
Yeah, we have one German lesson a week and four French lessons.
Four French lessons. Okay, yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's long.
So this year, loads of things have happened, but the council have just announced that they're putting loads more money into it, what's called a regeneration project, which is for the island. So they're going to think of different ways to kind of promote the island and different ways to enhance some certain areas. What things do you think the Isle of Wight needs that it doesn't have at the moment, Thomas?
I think we can focus on better education across the island and tourism. Tourism's a big part of what we have on the island here, and I think with the income we can get from tourism, we can also put that into many other different features to improve the island.
So when you say about education, what do you think needs to be improved there?
I just think schools, teaching could be better, but because focusing on young children and educating them can really help us in the future, because they can either teach or they can go into business on the island, and I think that could really help the economy here.
And what about like in the long term? So once you finish school, what do you think there is for people who leave school? What options are there on the island?
Good place to start a business, I think. A small business can expand. I think that'd be quite good for businesses. Also, tourism, like I said earlier, that you can go into that, help with many different areas with tourism, and I think long term that would help.
And what about things like there's a lot of talk this year about an Isle of Wight University. Would you like to attend an Isle of Wight University? What about you, Jackson?
No, I wouldn't.
And why is that?
Because the education on the Isle of Wight is not. Pass on to Thomas.
Okay. So, what if you don't want to attend a place on the island? Do you think that, because obviously for some people moving off the island to go to university is quite an experience in itself and something someone would really like to go? Would you like to go to university somewhere else from where you live?
I would love to go to university somewhere else.
Yes. And you kind of get that independence, don't you?
Yeah, because moving to another country, or not even another country, just another place, it gives you experience, and that's something lots of employers look for when they're looking for new employees.
Excellent. And Thomas, what about you? What about an Isle of Wight University? What are your thoughts on that?
I feel like the opportunities in other places is a lot higher compared to the Isle of Wight scale. But I think with the focus on an Isle of Wight University, the education, I think, would be quite quality in that kind of department in the university. So,
cool.
Me, personally, I'd like to go somewhere, maybe America, to go to college. I think that'd be quite fun because the opportunities there are on a much larger scale than they are here on the Isle of Wight.
Awesome, that sounds good. And let's move on to the other thing you said about, which is tourism. So, Jackson, do you think the Isle of Wight is a good place for people to come and visit on a holiday?
I think it is, because we've got lots of different attractions here on the Isle of Wight. But I think the council needs to focus more on pulling young people and making it more appealing for them, because I really think that would bring more people to the Isle of Wight.
In what kind of areas do you think they could do to help improve young people's lives on the island?
Entertainment and the quality of living, such as the housing. They could spend a little bit more on that.
What about you, Thomas?
In terms of tourism, like Jackson said, focus on the younger kids, because that's going to bring younger kids to the island with their families, and there's countryside for lots of countryside, so I think it's a good place for little kids to come and enjoy the holidays.
Excellent. And what about things like, we've heard in the last week that Best of All is going to be leaving the island. How much of a blow do you think that's going to be to the Isle of Wight?
Massive. I reckon we're going to lose a lot of tourism, because it brings a lot of people to the island, and then when they get here they think, oh, that's nice, we should come here again, and then they come and then they tell their friends about it and more people keep on coming. But whereas now the festival's not here, people won't get the opportunity to come and see our island and recommend it to others.
What about you, Thomas?
I think with the amount of money we put into the festival compared to the money we get out of the festival, I think it's a loss, in my opinion, because we're going to get a lot of people coming to the island for the for a big music event, and that's going to hurt ferries, tickets. Well, obviously, ticket sales aren't going to be possible, so it's going to take a lot of money out of what we can do and put into other stuff.
There's lots of island businesses and local musicians who all have a keen interest in Best of All, and seeing what they can do now that's no longer here. What about in terms of if I gave you an unlimited budget and you could build something on the island, what would you choose to build, Jackson?
A water park. A cheap water park.
A cheap water
park. A good quality cheap water park.
Okay. And when you say cheap, as in
cheap ticket prices.
Cheap ticket prices. So what's so amazing about a water park that would you think it would help boost tourism and the economy on the island?
I think lots of kids would like to come and play in the water, and they also get to learn to swim and things, so it's educational as well as entertaining.
Brilliant. Do you like that idea, Thomas?
Yeah, that'd be quite fun. I'd probably go to that myself, actually.
I would go.
Thomas, if you had an unlimited budget to build something on the island, what would it be?
An unlimited budget?
Yeah.
Thinking about it, I'd quite like to build a massive sports centre, because that will increase opportunities for island kids to go out and find something they enjoy doing that goes in with their education, and also older adults can find something they enjoy doing. And obviously it's time that you have to put into it, but I think it'd come out as a good result.
Okay, so we heard about Thomas's thoughts on education and tourism being issues that are facing the island today. What about you, Jackson? What do you think are kind of the biggest problems facing islanders?
Lots of different things. I agree that we need more tourism, because that's the biggest factor that brings money into our economy. And it builds the schools, the education system, all of it. It gets better with the amount of tourism we get. So I agree with the tourism. I also think there should be cheaper travel to the Isle of Wight, because at the moment that is deterring some people that would normally be coming, but because of the prices, not.
Thomas, what do you think about that, about the idea that ferries cost so much that people are not wanting to come over here?
I think it hurts, because cheaper prices would mean more people, and the more velocity we get, meaning the more money we could get potentially get out of it. But I think the ferries are a little bit too expensive. But that's really all I have to say on that.
So an alternative to the ferries? What about things that are like a fixed link?
No.
And why is that, Jason?
Because I don't agree with the fixed link, because even though it would bring lots more people, the prices would still be expensive, and they're talking about raising it to the price that is exactly even higher than the ferry. And also, it makes it easier for criminals to come to the island and for them to bring contraband items to our lovely place.
But when you say about the cost, obviously that means that if it was run by a private company, they would have to charge a fee for people to travel across, and that's been bounded around at about £40 as a cost. But it does mean that if it might be the same price as a ferry, but it means that you can cross as many as conveniently as possible, especially we're looking at Christmas. We've got a couple of sailings tomorrow, no sailings on the hovercraft. If you had a fixed link, it means that people could get from one place to another at any time of day without having to worry about that.
Yeah, that's true, but who would be manning the ticket stands? Would you have to have people there? Because if not, could people not just walk in? And then you need extra staff, and you need to pay those staff, and those staff would have to work over Christmas, so it works out to the same sort of thing.
Well, yeah, that's a boost to employment on the island.
It's a boost to employment, but I bet they won't get paid too much.
Okay, what about you, Thomas, on the fixed link?
It has its upsides and its downsides. Upside, of course, everyone can come across and go freely, but then, of course, you have to pay the staff to work long hours, and then it provides the means of criminals, for example, to come in and go out from the prison if they've escaped. So it has its upsides and its downsides, but I think overall it's a downside because of the money it would cost to build. And
okay, we're going to go to a break in a minute. I just wanted to tell you a little bit about next week's show, which is going to be a special edition of this programme, which is our People of the Year. I've gone out and done a number of interviews with loads of different people across the island who have made a real difference over the course of 2016. And we're hearing about their stories and projects and things that they were involved in. So do listen out for that. And we're going to chat after the break about your People of the Year, people you think have made a difference across, you know, locally, nationally and internationally around the world. So that'll be straight after this.
Stay social and get in touch. It's at Vectors Radio on Twitter. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
Hello, welcome back to Joe Plum's Political Soapbox here on Vectis Radio. Joining me in the studio today, we have Thomas Hayward and Jackson Peace, who are both here to talk about all things to do with the Isle of Wight. And we've already talked about regeneration and ideas of things that could be improved to help the island. And we're going to move on to talk about People of the Year. But first, it's Christmas cracker time. So if you could just hold the other end of this cracker.
Okay.
And we'll just put Lee out. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Bang.
Bang.
Bang. Bang. Okay, I've got a joke. It's a Christmas cracker joke. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
What's Donald Trump's favourite Christmas carol?
I don't know.
Oh, come over ye faithful. Come over. Donald Trump's favourite ice cream?
I don't know.
Walls. There you go. So, Donald, if you have a Donald Trump joke that you'd like to share with us, then do go onto our Facebook page, which is the Political Soapbox. So look out for us there up on the social medias, and you can find out about next week's programme, which is the People of the Year, which leads us into what we're going to talk about now and find out what your People of the Year are. So where should we start? We're going to talk nationally, internationally and locally. So what would you like to start with? Ooh.
Up to you.
Well, locally, the the bus shelter charity that turns that bus into an old people's home is...
No, not an old people's home.
A homeless people's home.
Yeah.
Is a really good idea, and I think that's a really nice thing to do, especially around Christmas, when people are saddened by seeing others walk around with their family while they're left on the streets with nothing.
I actually went there yesterday as part of the next week's show to interview the guy who runs the bus shelter, and it's fantastic that he's managed to get the money to do this. And then since then, they kind of, loads of people have been wanting to get involved, and there's lots of other bus shelters that are looking like they're going to be set up in 2017 across the country, all under the umbrella that's all started off on the Isle of Wight. They were on the One Show and on BBC National News, so it's amazing that a project which is, you know, turning, putting some beds in the back of a bus has kind of been transformed. Their original plan was to move around the island, obviously being a bus, and picking people up, but on their first day they had they were full up. Everybody came on board the bus straight away, and now there's only three people who are living rough on the island who have chosen they don't want to go on board the bus, but everyone else who was sleeping rough in the month before Christmas is now on that bus or has now found a home thanks to the people who run that bus shelter. So it's amazing, isn't it?
It's really good.
Someone who just had an idea earlier this year in February and said I want to do something and went out and did it. Awesome.
I think that should, he or the she should be a role model to other people. They should idolise this person because it's something nice that they've done. I think other people should be aiming to do something similar.
Do you think we could do more to help people who are homeless, especially at this time of year?
Yeah, especially around Christmas, because it's just comparative to people who have their families, it makes and houses and fires and nice warm dinner, and they feel so saddened, and like the suicide rate is always highest around Christmas, and it's just so sad.
Okay, Thomas, what about your local person of the inn?
I really would second what Jackson said. I think it's a really nice gesture and a great idea, especially around Christmas time. I think homeless people, cold, wet, appalling living conditions, so it's a great idea, and really think that this is a real role model for other kind of ideas around the UK.
Excellent. And there are some other people who are also working to help people who have not got somewhere to go on Christmas Day. The Salvation Army hold their big Christmas lunch where anyone can go and just sit and spend some amazing time with a whole host of lots of people you may not normally mix with, but it's a brilliant time on Christmas Day. And the Soup Kitchen is an organisation which has been overwhelmed with the amount of food donations they've had, and they go around the island delivering food to people who need it, which is brilliant. Thomas, what about nationally? Obviously loads of things going on in 2016, but what kind of person do you think stands out for you?
Theresa May, being the first Prime Minister, female Prime Minister since Margaret Thatcher. I think that's quite a big event that happened in 2016, obviously with the resignation of David Cameron due to Brexit. I think it's quite an event, and I think that she's going to put the country in the right direction.
How do you think from her obviously coming in to power in, over the summer, what difference do you think she's made?
I think she's just established that control that Cameron never really had control over. I think she can really establish herself in meetings, and I think really push her ideas forward.
Okay, and what do you think about her leading us into 2017 with the obviously the triggering of Article 50 that she wants to happen? What do you think she's likely to do next year?
It's going to be a struggle, but I think step by step, it's gonna happen, obviously. But I think step by step, and if you put your feet in the right position, then it's gonna be a strong base to go forward.
Okay, Jackson, what's your thoughts on having Theresa May as Thomas's person of the year?
Interesting. I don't really know what's been happening with Theresa May since I left the country, but she's not done anything bad so far, I hear. I mean, Article 50 is better than leaving the EU, is better than being in the middle of leaving the EU and staying, because that's just a state of uncertainty that our country can't hold.
Okay, and what about you? Who's your national hero, national person of the year?
Prince Harry, because of all the charity work he's been doing. I watched a programme the other day which was about Prince Harry doing charity work in Africa, where he visited lots of different places, such as a school for blind people, and he had held a charity concert where he had lots of famous singers, and it's just donations, and he asked these people to do it, and they do it because they want to support him and they want to support all the work he's doing.
He brought the Invictus Games to the UK as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
To help service men and women who and in sporting activities, which is also great. What do you think the role of the of members of the royal family should be now in 2016, 2017? What do you think their kind of job should be?
I think their job should be being a beacon to people who have lost hope, and they should be striving to make this country a better place and striving to help people who wouldn't normally have help and they'd be all on their own. I think they should be trying to help everyone.
Okay, Thomas, what about you? Do you think Prince Harry should make it onto the list?
Yeah, because obviously his charity work bringing the Invictus Games as well. I think he's done a lot for a lot of people in the world, and I think he's just a great role model.
Excellent. And let's move on to the international one then. Thomas, have you got somebody?
International person of the year? I'm not quite sure.
Not quite sure. What about you, Jackson? Any ideas?
The Chancellor of Germany, I think, has made a big political difference, positively, in my opinion. I really agree with the work she's doing, and I think she's helping to take Germany in a good direction.
Yeah, she's also made our list next week, so do list them out for some quotes about the reasons why she's got there, and which part she has won next week, because she has been somebody who has, especially in the recent kind of attack in Berlin at the Christmas market, her speech shortly after that, where she was talking about how she really hopes that it wasn't somebody who's coming as a refugee to this country, she hopes that we should be supporting, pushing, and all that work she did for refugees. I was in Berlin in February and saw a whole trainload of refugees come off, and they were welcomed, and there were banners up and celebrations for these people, and that happens every hour, and they're celebrating, and it's amazing that the work that Germany is doing to help support, and she definitely is leading that.
Yeah.
And she's hoping to go into a historic new term next year, so we'll see how she does in 2017. What about you, Thomas? Any thoughts on an international person?
No, but I think I'll second Angela Merkel. I think because with the pressure she's come under recently with obviously the Berlin attacks, she's done quite a good job to keep it calm and direct Germany in the right direction.
We're coming to the end of Barack Obama's presidency as Mr. Trump takes over on the 21st of January. What are your thoughts on how Barack Obama has kind of led his country from there? Jackson?
I think he's really improved the USA, and I think when Barack Obama was first elected, their country was not as organised as it is now, nearing the end of his reign. I really think he's done lots of good things, and I think he's built up on the foundations of what the USA was made for.
What about you, Thomas?
I think people really underappreciate what he's done for America. I mean, it's not massive, but he's really improved the organisation of the country. And I think with that, I think he's done quite a good job, but it's quite underappreciated by the people.
Fantastic. Right, we're going to move on to our weekly Well, it's normally quick fire, but I think we might take a little bit slowly to develop some of these questions today because we've got a bit more time. Our round of Prime Minister's questions. There are 20 questions of the biggest political topics going, because obviously we've only got an hour to chat, so it's difficult to fit everything in, so we do it in this kind of quick fire round now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start with you, Thomas. The first question is, are you for or against a fixed link?
Against.
Against.
Should we allow fracking on the Isle of Wight?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe. Why are you saying no for that, Andrew?
I think it will destroy what our island looks like. I think its agriculture will go down. And I think if we want positive tourism, I don't think that's the way to go. I think it will make people move off the island because it pollutes and it's really bad for the environment.
Okay. What's the biggest problem facing the island today?
Oh, not sure. Not sure. I guess the best of all leaving. I mean, income won't be as high anymore as what we were having previously.
Okay, and Jackson?
Unemployment. I think that's a very big issue on the island.
Okay, are you a saver or a spender?
Oh.
What a question.
I'd say I'm not either in the middle. I like to save, but also I like to spend. So.
Jackson?
I'm in the middle as well, but I'm a little bit more to the spender side because I like spending.
I'm going to tell you to sit. You're both are swinging wonderfully on your chair in time with each other, but there's this weird squeaky noise right here. It's a little bit strange, but it's fine. Now it'd be awkward to be able to try and sit as still as you possibly
can. That was Thomas, because mine...
blame somebody else, it's fine.
Mine doesn't squeak.
Okay. What's the best thing about UK politics?
UK politics? Tim Farron.
And why is that?
Because he's the nation's darling.
Right. Jackson?
Arguing. It's so funny to watch the politicians argue.
Brilliant. One word to describe Brexit.
New.
Words I can't say on the radio.
I think I'm sure.
Bad. Evil. Bad. Evil.
Okay, what's the worst thing about politics in the UK?
Jeremy Corbyn.
And why is that?
I'm not sure. I think he's just not a great leader for Labour.
Okay, and Jackson?
How long it takes to get things done. Like when they suggest an idea, it takes ages for them to put it into action. And I think it could be done much quicker with the right government, with the right body.
What newspaper do you read? Or if you had to choose a newspaper?
Daily Mail.
And why is that?
I'm not sure.
And Jackson?
I don't know. The Daily Mail, because Thomas said it. I can think.
Should we fine parents who take their children out of school for a holiday?
If it's near the end of term, then no. But if it's just in the middle for no reason, then yes.
If it's longer than 5 days or so, then I think we should fine them. Because it's all right to take them out for a week of school, but for any longer than that, and they'll be behind in lessons and they won't understand. And then that affects the whole group because they have to slow down.
And the next question is, when did you first vote? Which is difficult for the two of you. So, but if you get the chance to vote, will you?
Yeah, definitely. Because having a say in your country's direction, I think, is very important.
Can I vote in Switzerland if I've got an English citizenship? Well, I can't vote. Well, if I could vote, I would vote.
You'll still be allowed to vote for UK elections.
Oh, okay. Then yes, I will vote. Because I think... There's been lots of movements that have tried to get the vote for different people, such as black people and women. So I think it's our right to vote. I think we should do it, and I think it's a good thing to do.
Should the voting age be lowered to 16?
I think yes, because younger people should have a say in what they want in their country, the direction they want their country to go in. And I think with the inclusion of younger people, yes, there will be some people who don't really understand what they're voting for, but if we educate them, then I think it's a yes.
I agree with what Thomas said.
Hey, son. Are you proud of your country?
Some areas, yes. Some areas, no.
What kind of areas?
Areas in no would be organisation, because the time it takes from an idea to put it in place, I think that's, it should be shortened, because we're wasting time on other things that we could be doing in politics.
Uh-huh. Jackson, are you proud of your country?
I'm proud of it in some areas, like Thomas, but in other areas I'm not. Such as the media. I'm not proud of what it puts on and what it thinks is worthy news. So, especially in tabloid newspapers, I don't think what they call news is what I would call news.
What's the best thing about living on the Isle of Wight?
I think just because it's a nice, small place, just easy to socialise with other people.
Okay. Jackson?
I like how it's a close community and everyone helps everyone, or they try to, and everyone knows everyone, and it's a nice place to live and it's healthy.
And what's the worst thing about living on the Isle of Wight?
The amount of opportunities you get when you leave school. I think if that was a bigger range, then more people would look to stay on the island than leave.
I agree. Education, I think that's the worst thing about the island.
One word to describe Donald Trump.
Orange.
Orange? Yeah. Why?
Because of his face.
Two-faced. That can be one word, because you can put a dash in the riddle.
Okay. Who will win in an arm wrestle between you or Jeremy Corbyn?
If he continues eating his marmite, then Jeremy Corbyn.
And Jackson?
Jeremy Corbyn, because I'm weak.
Who will win the next general election?
UKIP.
Jackson?
I don't think UKIP will be allowed, because UK will be independent.
I think it will be Conservative, honestly.
Yeah, I think it will be Conservative. And I don't think we'll have a coalition again.
Is Britain full up?
No.
No.
Should Scotland become an independent country?
That would kind of derail the purpose of the United Kingdom, so no.
Depends on what they want. If they want to leave, that's their choice. It's their country, they can do what they like. Well, it might be their country, but they can do what they like.
And this we're going to explore a little bit more. So the final question here is, what would your first policy be if you became Prime Minister?
I'd have to think about this, so I'll go to Jackson.
I'd ban smoking in the UK. Completely.
Completely.
Utterly banned.
That'd be very hard to enforce.
Okay. It'll be very hard to enforce, but we'll ban it in public places completely, everywhere, and try to ban it in restaurants, and try to convince people not to smoke. And I think we should spend a lot of money on a campaign for that.
Personally, I'm totally against smoking, but then again, it brings quite a lot of money into the economy with the prices of cigarettes. But I don't think people should smoke, but it does bring quite a lot of money into the
economy. I think because of the prices of cigarettes, it's conning people out of their money, because they try one cigarette and then they get addicted, and then they spend more money, and then the shopkeeper's like, oh yeah, let's do this, let's raise the price. So then they cost more, and the people could end up homeless or financial issues, and it's just awful.
Okay, so Thomas, have you had a chance to think about what your policy would be?
I think just put as much money as we can into education, because that's the most important thing. We invest in education, we invest in our future, and with people and children being educated, they can have an idea of what they want to do, and they can be more educated in that sort of area. So I think it will improve the country.
Okay. Fantastic. So I think this is a good opportunity to kind of talk to you a bit about your futures and what you kind of plan to do. So, Jackson, you've only recently moved to Switzerland. Mm-hmm. But what kind of options do you think you've got for the future?
I think in Switzerland, especially being in an international school, there are lots and lots of options, because lots of universities would love having someone from an international school, because they've got experience in other countries and they've experienced different cultures. So I think living in Switzerland is a really nice place for opportunities, because there's so much you can do.
And in terms of, like you said, about going to university, what kind of things would you be interested in doing?
Law and political science.
Ooh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Why is that? What drives you to these kind of things?
Because I think I could fix this government, and I think I really want to be a lawyer. So, and I think I could win a lot of cases because I love to argue.
Which bit? What's the reason behind that? Is it just the arguing bit of it that you love?
No, I love to be a lawyer because of it's helping people. I like to be a trial lawyer because they're the best kind, and it's helping people to win their case, and you get paid well.
It's good. Thomas, what about you?
I'd like to play professional basketball in the NBA, but obviously Father Time will either catch up to you or you won't make it, so I'd like to go into science instead or afterwards. I think that would be quite fun to do.
It's good. Any particular areas of science that you're interested in?
Chemistry and physics, I think. So okay.
That's awesome. Yeah. Do you think there's enough in kind of things being put forward to help young people in terms of their career options and the different choices you can do, or do you think just one path is laid out for you? What do you think?
I think we can choose. I think there's lots of different paths to take. I think that's why one of the reasons I didn't like the island too much is because the opportunities are constricted. They're restricted, and some you can't do at all because there's just not the facilities to make it work.
And what about you, Thomas?
I think that the council are trying to put forward and really show children what the opportunities they can take in the career path, and I think they're really trying to push forward in that area.
Okay, awesome. If you could interview any politician, who would you like to have a chat with?
I'd like to interview Barack Obama because he is one of my role models, and he's done, in my opinion, he's done so much for the USA, and I think he would have a very interesting story to tell.
On the topic of the USA, I'd go with Donald Trump because interesting character and an interesting mindset. So I think that would be fun.
There's an interview with Donald Trump by Oprah Winfrey online. You can go watch that.
Oh, right.
That was ages ago. He was in like 20.
Obviously, both of you are quite switched on when it comes to politics and understanding different people that are involved. Do you think young people are really that interested in what's going on?
No, not in general. I don't think they are, and I think they should be, because it's their country, and I think they should show enthusiasm towards helping it.
So what do you think puts people off?
The complicity of it, how complicated it is, the complexity, because there are some areas which are so hard to understand, and you think, why are these people doing this? It's so stupid. But other people, and it's hard to understand that other people have a different opinion from you, and I think that's something that turns young people away, is the fact that other people have a different opinion to them, and they find it hard to argue against that.
What about you, Thomas?
I think that with the introduction of social media and the heaviness and the impact of it over the past 5 or 6 years, and the way the media highlights politics, I think it puts younger people off because they focus on the bad, not the good. And I think with social media and media in general, I think that if they stopped doing that, that young kids would focus more in not in lessons, but in like politics.
Yeah.
Because I think that if they see that these are people are being put in bad light, why would they care? Because as far as they're concerned, they're not affected by it. So I think if you put politicians in a good light, then stop trying to focus on the bad things they do, I think they'll really improve the attention of the younger children.
Okay.
I think we should also show that politicians do get out more and they don't spend all their time in the Houses of Parliament, and they do have lives and they do have families, because it might turn young people away thinking that if they became a politician, they'd be lifeless husks.
So would you ever consider a future in politics and getting you becoming an MP?
Yeah.
And why is that, Jess?
Because if I fail as a lawyer, at least I've studied political science, so that's good. And I think within a few years of being an MP, I could rise in the food chain, become leader of Conservatives, and then become Prime Minister.
The Conservatives would be your party of choice for this.
Yeah, Conservatives.
Okay. What about you, Thomas?
It's a choice that could be on the table. I mean, it's interesting, and what you do in politics really affects the direction of the country. And without politicians, the country would be a mess. So I think that it would be interesting and fun in some respects.
And I'd love the thought that I'm helping my country to develop. I'm giving it a new light and I'm helping it instead of dragging it down and just being a nobody.
So, what would you like to see the future and development of our country? Where would you like to see it move, especially after Brexit and things like this? What would you like to see the future of Britain being like? If we had a Jackson Peace-led government, what would it look like?
I think the government, if I was leading it, I would try to make it more selfless, because it's quite a selfish government and they keep a lot for themselves and they don't give as much back as they get. So I think they should share, like, if their wages, that's fine, they keep it, they've earned it, but they should try to fight more for what they want, because sometimes MPs don't do much, they just sort of sit there.
What about you, Thomas? What would a Thomas Hayward government look like?
I think we really listen to the people, because after all it's a democracy.
Yeah.
And the people living in the country are our biggest focus, because they're living here, they're residing in the country, so it's our job to make their lives better and their living conditions better in total.
Fantastic.
I think we should listen to the people more as well.
Now, of course, it's Christmas Eve today, so what are your plans over the Christmas and New Year break? What are you going to be up to? Any idea? When did you come? You came back, obviously, from Switzerland. When did you arrive?
We came back... I don't know. What's the day today, Mr. Plan?
It's Joe. Christmas Eve, so...
Yeah, 24th. Monday.
Okay.
I think it was Monday. Yeah, Monday.
That's good. And you've had a good opportunity to catch up with lots of friends and family?
Family.
Okay.
Lots of my friends have busy schedules.
Busy schedules.
The timetables are too unpredictable.
And what are you most looking forward to about tomorrow?
I love when opening my presents, the look on my family, when we're all sat together. I just love it. It's so nice.
Awesome. And Thomas?
I just spend the holidays just enjoying myself. That's it.
Chilling.
Chilling. And relaxing. You could say.
Now you're a teenager, you're just going to chill.
Chill.
Excellent. Another thing that topic that keeps coming up on this show is about things like the ice rink that closed down this year. Do you think, what do you think about that, about the ice rink closing, and what could we do to support things like that on the island?
I think it's going to have a negative impact on our tourism, because even though it wasn't one of the main reasons that people come here, they still came, they saw there was an ice rink, and they decided, oh, that's a nice opportunity to go together, and they go, and they have a nice time. And I really liked it there. I thought it was a really nice place. I didn't think the ticket prices were extortionate, and I'm a bit quite sad it's closed now. But, of course, with the opening of the new roller disco, I'd enjoy that just as much.
Yeah, we had the news this week that hopefully a roller disco will be skating its way to the Isle of Wight. We have requested that they have size 14 roller blades so that I can have an attempt at that. although I'm not very good. I will be going ice skating when I'm in New York, and I'm also not very good at that.
I'm amazing at ice skating now. I've lived in Switzerland.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Surely you just ice skate to school every morning.
Yeah. No, because the roads are special.
Special roads.
They get cleared. They're not just gritted. They're cleaned every morning.
How do they do that?
With a snowplow.
Oh, that's very exciting.
And diggers.
Does it wake you up every morning, though?
No. It's quiet.
There we go.
It's well developed.
It's good, and they understand how to sort out the roads for the winter season.
Yeah, and all the cars have special tyres, which grip better and make it much easier to drive. And everyone in Switzerland says they make a different sort of driving. When I'm in the car, it feels a lot less bumpy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's good.
That's good. Has there been a lot of snow in Switzerland at the moment?
In late November, there was a bucket load of snow. It was heaving with snow. Snow was everywhere. But then all that melted within a week or two. And now there's no snow until at least January. At least January.
But you've had a chance to go out on the slopes as well, I understand. Is that right?
Yeah, skiing on the fake snow.
It's fake snow.
And just a layer of real snow on top.
Oh, that's very cool. Yeah. Is it good? And you're finding it quite easy?
It's not easy. I'm not going to lie. It's not. But it's fun. It's really, once you've learned the basics, it's a lot more fun because, of course, you can go down the bigger slopes and they get bigger and bigger and you go faster and faster and it's really fun.
Excellent. And New Year's Eve, this time next week, when we have our People of the Year show on Vectis Radio. So do make sure you tune in to listen to that to find out who's made our list and listen out for those interviews. Have you got any New Year's resolutions, Thomas? I know it's not even Christmas yet, but you need to start thinking about these things for next year.
New Year's resolutions. When I think New Year's resolutions, I think January and then we forget about them.
Yeah.
So... don't know.
No idea. We've got a whole week to think of one.
A whole week.
And what about you, Jackson? Have you got?
I've got 24 ones. 24 resolutions. I got them in a reindeer calendar.
Right.
And we're saving them. There's actually a little less than that because I did some of them.
What kind of things are on that list?
Oh, like donate all your spare change to charity and make a Christmas card for your school secretary, which I did.
That's good. And how does that work? Do you spread them over the whole year then? And then build up?
They were intended to do once a day, but some of them I couldn't do, such as tidying my room. Because my room was already tidy. It's just, you can't do it then.
Yeah. Are you sure you can make it even tidier?
No, sweet. It was perfect.
Have you mopped?
Have I what?
Have you mopped?
It's carpet.
Mop the carpet would be a bit weird.
Mop the carpet.
Right. Well, thank you both very much for coming on. It's been great to chat with you and hear your opinions on lots of different things on the island. Do listen in to next week's People of the Year show, and we will have loads more guests in 2017. It's been amazing how, since we started doing this show in October, we've had members from each of the different candidates who came in the election, except Andrew Turner, who we're looking forward to having some point in 2017. I'm sure we can try and drag him on. His office is only next door into the Riverside Centre, so hopefully we'll get hold of him. And loads of other people, including PC Finch, who's coming in to talk about education and his work with supporting LGBTQ people on the island, and loads of things to do with the events that are coming up. So do keep listening to us. The show is always podcast, which you can find on the Vectis Radio page, and you can look us up on Facebook on Joe Plum's Political Soapbox. And get in touch. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And I'll see you next week.
Thank you for having us. www.vectisradio.com.